Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Good morning. It's Sunday, Gimel Kislev, Tovshin Pei Vav. I want to share with you a machshava of chizuk, an opportunity related to the month of Kislev that I said in shul Friday night. And the machshava was told to me by Rav Baruch Hirschfeld, Zuzayin Gesund and Stark, Rishkailov, Kaila Teres Chaim Baruch. For those of you who listened to the Meshechach Mashiach last week, you heard a Dvar Chiddush in my conversation with Rav Hirschfeld. And on Friday morning, I went back to him and told him over the Netziv and Meshiv Dover that we said in the Meshechach Mashiach. So after I told it to him and I told him the Meshechach Ma, he said, "Oh, I have another Netziv to tell you." So I said it Friday night. And I was told that Rav Hirschfeld himself said the Machshava Shabbos morning in his shul. Chodesh Kislev is the Chodesh of Chanukah. Chodesh of Chanukah celebrates Shevet Levi al Yedei Kehanecho HaKedoshim, Shevet Levi, the great Nisan that happened in the Milchama and with the Pach Shemen. At the same time, Al Pi Arizal, every month corresponds to a Shevet. And Chodesh Kislev corresponds to Shevet Binyamin. So the Netziv in Parashas Vezois HaBracha, he connects Levi and Binyamin. Moshe Rabbeinu is Mevarach Levi first, then immediately after that, he's Mevarach Binyamin. And the Netziv, I will just give you some highlights, but if you have some time to go through the few psukim in Hemek Dover and Harchev Dover there, Zvarim Muflaim, beautiful, beautiful pshatim the Netziv has. Ulelevi amar tumecha v'urecha le'ish chasidecha. Levi is referred to as a chasid, ish chasidecha. Chasidus is someone who acts lemaila miderech hateva. Derech chasidus v'gidra, says the Netziv, and in parentheses then he writes, it's not just what the Mesilas Yesharim says, be medaktik and mitzvahs, yoyisimidai. That is an anof habami chasidus. That is just one of an offshoot of someone who's a chasid. Aval ikra, if you want to know what ikr chasidus is, lisalechim koinoi lemale mitava anushi. Someone who goes and handles, so to speak, with his master, with the Rabbeinu Shloilam, l'mayla miderech hateva, l'mayla miderech hateva, l'mayla miderech, his lashon is teva enushi. Ba'afloga al teva enushi, he says further on. And he talks about these different ways of how a person acts b'chasidos. There's ben adam lamakam, there's in mitzvahs, there's in emunah, and so on and so forth. He goes through the different psukim here that talks about what Shevet Levi did and why he's called Ish Chasidecha. And at the end of Pasuk Ches, he says, for such chasidus, a person needs tmimus behafloga, a certain tmimus, tamim tiyam Hashem alikecha, lahachlit. What's that tmimus? Tmimus doesn't just mean simplicity. A tam is not a simpleton. Tamim tiyam Hashem alikecha. There's a certain completion to him. There's a certain following the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And he explains it, lahachlit. Person has to know definitively and decide definitively. Kein lanu shum ratzim kim ritzayne yisbarach. There's no other ratzim but the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Vein lanu lachar levakesh das al ma'u reitzakach. It's not our business to try to understand why the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants certain things. We have to know it's his ratzim. Hashem knows why things are happening. A chassid goes with that tamimus. A tamimus behaflaga. A tamimus lemaila miderach teva heanushi. And that is how the Netziv gives a gedder to what Shevet Levi excelled at. Dealing and going with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam with an amunah and a tmimus l'mayla miteva hanushi. The Vinyamin Amar, Yedid Hashem Yishkoin Levetach Alav, says the Netziv, the Tevav Sheva Binyamin, is also to go b'derech ha-chasidus, v'hefkerus, l'mayla miteva, excuse me, anushi b'vitachoin. Also, with an unbelievable, not natural, extraordinary, chasidus and hefkerus, l'mayla miteva anushi, in bitachon in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And he explains, the Netziv explains how you see that with Binyamin. And I want to highlight what he says in the Harchiv Dover. And he says the most beautiful thought here in the Harchiv Dover. There's a medrash that's brought in Taisvis in Masechta Saita. And it's a Mechilta. And, you know, we're melumad that a Kriyas Yamsuf, Nachshei Min Aminadov, Leshevet Yehuda jumped in first. But really it's a machlokes in the Midrashim. Tali in the Gemara and Saita over there as well. And there's a Midrash that says as follows. Moshe l'mad over doime. A Moshe to a king that had two sons. To the older one he said, wake me up at 3 hours, 3 hours into the day. That's when kings wake up. And to the younger one he said, wake me up at Alois HaShachar, at Amud HaShachar. Right away in the morning. Came the morning, and the younger one went to wake up the king, and the older one said, what do you mean? Our father said we should wake him up at 3 hours. And the younger one said, no, he told me Alois HaShachar. And they started to fight with each other, and the king got up. He woke from the two of them arguing. And he said, since both of you wanted to be Mekayim Rai Rotzen, I'm going to give you both schar. Says the Medrash, B'shal Shom Du Yisrael Al Hayam, Yehuda said, I'm going into the Yam. Binyamin said, I'm going in first. Kafat Shivtei Shel Binyamin. The Shevet of Binyamin jumped in, and the Sari Yehuda Roig B'maysam. They were like shouting them. They were throwing things at them. And says the Medrash, that's this Mashal. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, since both of you were doing it for my covet, you're going to get Schar, Yehuda's going to get Malchus, and Binyamin is going to get the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Netziv, what's going on here? What's this machloikas, Yehuda, Binyamin? I'm going to go in first. You're going to go in first. Binyamin jumps in first. What's the mashal? So he says as follows. This is a paladika thing. He says, what would have happened if no one would have jumped into the Yam? Whether it's Yehuda, whether it's Binyamin, in this magic is Binyamin. But if no one would have jumped into the Yam, what would have happened? Klal Yisrael wouldn't have been saved. The Mitzrayim would have come and attacked them. What would have happened? Says the Netziv, there were two options of how Klal Yisrael is going to be changed, saved, I'm sorry, how Kriyas Yamsuf is going to happen. The Pasuk tells us that there was a Ruach, Kodim Azo Kol Halayla, Vayosa Mes Hayom Lecharava. There was a wind blowing the entire night before Kriyas Yamsuf, making the Yam dry. Wait a second. Did the wind dry it? Or did it split because someone jumped in? Al Derech Neis. Says the Netziv, there were two ways that Klal Yisrael was going to be saved with the Kriyas Yamsuf. If Klal Yisrael was not going to jump in, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that the wind was already drying up the Yam, and it would have continued to dry it up till it was fully dry, they can now go through. If Klal Yisrael jumps into the water, then the Yam will split b'derech neis. Either way, there's going to be a Kriyas Yamsuf. Says the Netziv, this was the Machlokes Yehuda Binyamin. Yehuda is the Mashal, or the Nimshal, of the son whose father told him to wake him up at 3 hours. 3 hours is when kings get up. Like, that's why it's Man Kriyishma. Kings get up at 3 hours. That's Teva. That's normal. That's nature. Yehuda lives in a world of nature. And Yehuda said, it's a much bigger Kvod Shemayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not have to be Mishana HaTeva. That's a whole new shmooze. Hashem doesn't like to be Mishana HaTeva. Yehuda says Hashem could save us without Shinei HaTeva. We'll just have to wait a little longer till it fully dries up. So let's wait. Let's wait till it fully dries. And I'm going to go first. I'm the Melech. I go first. Binyamin's the younger son. And the Binyamin says, what? It's a much bigger Kvayt Shamayim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make an Eis Nigla, for the world to see that the Yamsuf's going to split. That's the king who said, Alois HaShachar, right away in the morning, this is an abnormal thing. That's Binyamin arguing. No, this is much more of a Kvayt Shamayim if there's a Kriyas Yamsuf. And therefore, what happened? Kafatz Binyamin Tchila. He jumped in. He jumped in Lefishi Tasai. That it's a bigger Kvayt Shamayim for a Neis Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. But how are we going to make that Neis happen? We got to jump in. We got to be Meister Nefesh. We got to go beyond our Teva. We have to go beyond what's normal. If we jump in, as we all know, the famous Medrash says, they jumped in, nothing happened right away. Till they got up to their noses, they were about to die. Bomai Manofesh. Then the Yam split. You want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to split the Yam Shalai Kederach HaTeva? You have to jump in with an Amuna, with a Tmimu Shalai Kederach HaTeva. What was the Lashon of the Nesib before? With Hefkerus L'may L'miteva Hanushi. And Minyamin jumped in and the Yam split. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, both of you are mechavin for the greatest Kvayt Shamayim that there could be. Yehuda's going to get Malchus. A melech lives in the world of Teva. He fights wars b'derech HaTeva. He handles b'derech HaTeva. Yehuda is living with the Ribbono Shel Olam, bringing Kvayt Shamayim in a world of Teva. You're going to be a melech. Binyamin, you live in a world of Shalai Kederech HaTeva. You're going to get the Beis HaMikdash, where there's Nisim Gluyim. All the time there's no Teva on the Beis HaMikdash. It's all nice. My Ritikin Etziv, Pshat over there in that Medrash. So says Rav Hirschfeld, it seems Chodesh Kislev has two Shvatim involved here. According to the Arizal, it's Shevet Binyamin, and Chanukah is Shevet Levi. Both Binyamin and Levi represent a Tmimus and a Chasidus Shalai Kederach HaTeva. Acting with the Ribbono Shel Olam in our Asiyas HaMitzvahs, in our Limud HaTorah, in our Emunah, beyond the norm of the rest of the year, beyond what's Teva, Shalai Kederach HaTeva. And because of that, in the month of Kislev, the Levium at the end of the month, in this month of Shevet Binyamin, when they went and they were Moser Nefesh, for Klal Yisrael, to bring Kedusha, to bring the Beis HaMikdash back, to bring Kvayt Shamayim back to the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed Nisim Shalai Kederach HaTeva, with the Melchama and with the Pach Shemen. Nisim Shalai Kederach HaTeva come from and for those who are Noyig beyond the Derech HaTeva. And that's the month of Kislev. The month of Kislev is an opportunity to receive Siyata Dishmaya, to receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha beyond Derech HaTeva, B'Derech Neis, B'Derech Nisim Gluyim, in fact. But how does it happen? It happens through a Shevet Binyamin, through a Shevet Levi, who the way they are Noyeg, Bein Adam LaMokam and Bein Adam LaChaveroi, is L'mayla Miteva Hanushi, is B'Derech Hasidecha, B'Chasidus, B'Efkerus, with a bitachain in the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a month of great opportunity to tap into unbelievable siyata dishmaya. But it starts with us. We have to go beyond our comfort zone. You want to steig in your learning? You want to have siyata dishmaya in your limud haTorah? In Chodesh Kislev, be mekabel and do something that's beyond, a little bit more than you usually do. As they say in Yiddish, Arayin Springen in Yam. When you want to have to take a risk, you don't know what's going to happen, just jump in the yam. That's Binyamin. Kafatz. Jump in the yam. You want to steig in your limud haTorah. You want to steig in your Bein Adam LaChaveroi. You want to steig in your Shalom Bayis. You want to steig in your davening, in your chesed, however in your emunah. The month of Kislev is when you put in a little bit extra effort, a little bit beyond what's the norm for you, a little bit pushing the line of what is regular. And if we push the line and we jump into that yam, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us in the month of Kislev? He performs Nisim Shalai Kederach HaTeva. He performs Nisim Gluyim for us. He reciprocates and gives us Siyata Dishmaya Mufleges. Siyata Dishmaya Behefkerus. Why? Because if we put in that effort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates. Chodesh Kislev. a month of so much opportunity. But it starts with us. Let's take advantage of it. And Bez Hashem, we should be Zeicha. Every person should see Siyata Dishmaya Mufleges. Kla Yisrael should see Siyata Dishmaya Mufleges. We should be Zeicha. But just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Nisim, Bayom Imohim Bazman Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harachamonu Yaselonu Nisim. It's a time when you could ask for Nisim. Harachamonu Yaselonu Nisim. The place can wonder, where do you have such a bakasha? You look in Hilchas Berchas Hamazon and so on. Where do you have such a bakasha? Harachem anu yasel anu nisim. Should be zeichet to the greatest nes. The coming of Mashiach. Imheru v'yameinu amen. Kol tov and agut and chodesh, everyone.